This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In his annual State of the State address this week, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called for a fortification of power and telecommunication systems in the wake of Superstorm Sandy. Some experts want to go much further and put huge barriers in the water to block storm surge. As Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports, that idea would not come cheap.
One proposal would put a barrier across the gateway to New York's harbor. Dennis Camber is with engineering firm Arcadis, which designed a concept for that spot a few years ago.
Something has to be done to protect that area. A barrier is one proven way to accomplish that.
The design could cost $6 billion. Malcolm Bowman and his team at State University of New York have looked at regional water barrier plans for nearly a decade. He favors a longer and pricier structure further out.
It's expensive, but if you compare it to the damage that Sandy created, it puts it in perspective.
Official damage estimates top $80 billion, but Sandy was a historic event. Planning for a repeat may be a bad bet. Also, a barrier could harm the environment and make storm surge worse in the areas immediately outside the structure. Critics include Philip Orton of Stevens Institute of Technology.
People aren't going to be supportive of all this because of all the negative aspects.
A barrier system would come only after years of study and construction, so the debate is far from over. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.